Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicki. I just had something come up on my phone for an order, and I thought it was from Amazon, and I called Amazon, and they're saying that you people are a scam, and you now have my credit card number, and to call the bank and cancel it. So what's going on?
I would have to pull up that account and look at it to be able to tell you that, ma'am. But this is not a scam. This is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several different merchants. If you give me your zip code, I'll see if you have an account with one of them.
32962.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Ella Whaley.
Just a moment.
Is this Advanced Products? Is that what the name of your company is?
That's one of the merchants. You said Ella Whaley. Can you spell your last name, please?
Whaley. I have an order number.
That won't be necessary. Just a moment. Give me just a moment. Computer's moving really slow. Okay, just a moment. Can you repeat that zip code, ma'am?
32962.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Hang on just a moment, please. Okay, here you are. Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
84 Crooked Tree Lane. Is that enough? That's all I have to tell you?
City and state.
Vero Beach, Florida.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I have unit 101, and I see where you ordered the, it says, it was a Focus watch, which is a smart watch, and then there's a charge for $12.97 for a warranty, as well as, excuse me, another order on there. I guess those were earpods. And it's not a scam. What it was though is that the shipping and hand what you paid was the shipping and handling charges. And when you paid the shipping and handling, it initiated a 14-day trial, meaning that you have 14 days to try the product out once you receive it. And if you don't call in to cancel, Ms. Whaley, they will charge you the full price of that watch and those earbuds.
Okay, could you explain that to me again? I have a 14-day trial to try these earbuds and the $89 watch, and
No, it's
then
not an
if.
$89 watch. Let me see. I don't know how much it is right off, but I'm sure it's not $89. Hang on just a
Yeah.
moment. $69.97 for the watch, $64.97 for the earpods.
Okay, I don't want either one of those. That is not what it said. It said it was a free watch, and it said pay for the shipping only. So this apparently is a scam. So I want everything canceled. And now what do I have to do? Go cancel my credit card?
No, ma'am, I'm going to refund those amounts back to your card. You're going back to Visa card ending 1903. You're about to get two refund confirmations letting you know that you're being refunded.
And I don't want these items shipped to me. Cancel the whole thing.
That's what I'm doing, ma'am.
Okay.
Just a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for continuing to hold me. I'm almost done. I'll be right back on the line. Okay, ma'am, thank you so kindly for holding. I've refunded the $5.97 as well as at $18.97 back to Visa card ending 1903. You should have you received the emails yet? Or at least one email stating that your account is being refunded?
I don't see anything yet. Let me see. Fraudulent support. I have something from Amazon with fraudulent support, and they reported you, and this phone number is fraudulent support. So I don't know if you guys are going to get. No, I have not gotten any emails.
Okay, normally they come right through.
How did you people get my phone number?
Ma'am, this is a third party call center. I know nothing about how you made the order. How they contacted you, all I do is when you call in, provide customer support. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay, well, the police have your phone number and they're sponsoring this as fraudulent, so you may be getting a phone call from the police department. So, no, I have no emails. No emails.
Well, I've refunded that money back, ma'am. Hang on just a moment. Okay, ma'am. I refunded it again. It won't let me continue. So you should have received at least one refund confirmation. It's going to be entitled refund. It's on its way.
Got nothing. Can I have your name and ID number, please? And
sure. My name is Vicky. Certainly, my name is Vicky. We don't have ID numbers, though. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I can transfer you over to a supervisor if you like as well. I did refund it. I don't know why it's not saying it. I don't know why you haven't received. It says.
What email are you sending it to?
Okay. Hang on just a moment. The email address I have is ELLAMELLAMWHALEY@gmail.com.
Could you repeat the first four letters again, please?
Yes, ma'am. ELLAM.
That's it. Yep, haven't got it. So, I don't know what's going on. Could I have your ID number, please, Vic?
We don't have an ID number. Hang on just a moment for me. Let me see something. Because I see where one now is saying that one of them was voided, and that's the one that was 597. The one for 1897 has not been yet. Just a moment. I don't know why it won't let me do it. I hope I haven't given you three refunds. Oh, they may want me to do it separately. Hang on, let me try this. Oh. Let me see. Okay, hang on just a minute. Okay, I want to switch you over to a supervisor. Before I do that, though, I'm going to make sure these accounts are closed completely. Usually, once you refund an account, it does it. So let me, and this is going to take your information.
Vicki, what is the third party name in state you are in? What is the name of the third party company?
We're in Alabama.
And what is the name of your company?
I can't give the name of the company because we're customer service for several different companies. So whatever company that you're calling in reference to is the name of the company we're representing at that time. This
I don't
is just
even
their,
know it. What is the company? I don't know what the name of the company is.
I don't know. You mean for where you ordered from? Focus Watch?
That's what I ordered. So that was the name of the company, Focus Watch?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know where they're located?
No, not that I don't know. As a matter of fact, it's a new client, so.
Right. All right.
Well, I'm gonna switch you over to my supervisor, ma'am. Just give me one moment, because I want to make sure that you are refunded, and I don't want to close your account out right here, because the only way I can do it, and I know what that is.
Well, my fear is they have my credit card number, and they're gonna. I have to cancel my credit card now. That's my fear.
No, ma'am, we won't be able to. I'm going to switch you over to a supervisor. Give me just one moment. They'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Because I've been attempting to refund it, and for whatever reason, it won't allow me to.
Yeah, because probably it's a scam company.
No, I can process a refund regardless. I don't know if it's because the order is so fresh, it's not all the way in the system or what. Hang on just one moment for me.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just typing up the notes, trying to let them know why I'm transferring the call. Give me just a few more moments so I get you transferred over. Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry for that delay. I was just trying to get everything typed up so they would know the gist of your call. Give me just a moment. I'm about to transfer you, and I do apologize for any inconveniences may have caused you, Ms. Whaley.
Perfect. So can you read the notes that you put in the system, please?
Sure. I said, customer called in saying she spoke with Amazon and informed her that we were scammers. She also stated that the police have our number and are in the midst of an investigation. Once all her info out of the system, tried to refund her, wouldn't process. Have not canceled the account because I have not processed the refunds and I want to make sure she gets full credit. Customer warning supervisor.
Yeah.
That's pretty much to the point, right?
Yeah. I want this whole order canceled. Yep. And if
right. And the only reason I haven't canceled out because I want to make sure that you get your refunds. And once I cancel it out, I can't go back in there. So that's why I'm transferring to a supervisor and all the above. You can deal with them on that one.
And also, Trudy, I asked you for the name of the third party and I couldn't get it. And I asked you for an ID number and I couldn't get that.
I don't have an ID number. We don't have ID numbers, first of all. Right. You can't get what I don't have.
Right. So
okay.
I also ask those questions. The supervisor maybe can give me more information.
Yeah,
thank
she
you.
Probably can. You're more than welcome. And you have a great day. And it's not Trudy, it's Vicky, V-I-C-K-I. Just
yeah,
one moment.
I got it. Yeah,
okay, you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, one moment, Ms. Wade. I'm about to transfer you now. Have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah.